And it is John Gibbons with another Lower League show. And this is the show that focuses on outside of the Premier League, but won't be outside of the Premier League for long, is our first air caller, is Jack Collins, who's obviously a Fulham supporter from the Fulhamish pod, amongst other many, many things he does. Jack, I mean, did you expect, you can't have expected to be this sort of, you know, I mean, I'm sure you expected to be towards the top, but to be not just top, but top clear going into Easter must be a really nice feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there was a genuine expectation that Fulham would compete for automatic promotion this time around, but I think maybe stylistically has been the real change that we wanted to see. And, you know, for all Scott Parker's qualities, and a lot of Fulham fans will tell you he has none now based on the fact that he left the club, he did get Fulham promoted the last time round, albeit being a bit turgid, and he did keep us competitive in the Premier League until about February, and then we failed to kick on and make the most of it. But there were periods last season where it did feel like Fulham had a shot staying up, which we didn't feel like that the time before. But for all of those qualities, it did feel turgid. Last year, the fallout with Alexander Mitrovic was a big thing, considering we couldn't score any goals. So then for Marco Silva to come in and just basically like, okay, shackles off and go, here you go, play some football. And obviously Harry Wilson came in from you guys and has been wonderful, like really, really excellent. And I was a little bit doubtful in some ways that I thought that Harry Wilson, good player, absolutely no doubt about that, but was a bit worried that considering we signed Ivan Cavallero and Anthony Knockaert 2 seasons ago, that we just bought someone who loves shooting from 30 yards again. And I was really concerned about it, but he's been brilliant, absolutely brilliant, and couldn't knock him at all. So Silva's basically put together a team, gone, here's Fabio Carvalho, there you go, Harry Wilson one side, Niskanen Cabana's back in the fold, and Mitrovic has been a revelation. So it's just nice to see Fulham playing attacking football again, playing kind of shackles off football and going for teams, and the goal difference better than anyone else's goals scored, I think says pretty much everything about that you need to know about this Fulham team.